Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. A curfew was in place overnight for Philadelphia after peaceful protests turned into chaos. Groups of people filled the streets in Center City last night, breaking store windows and leaving the streets filled with merchandise. NBC10's Aaron Baskerville was at 17th and Walnut, where the Vans store was set on fire.
Glass everywhere, and that is the scene all up and down Walnut and Chestnut in this area. We walk across the street over here as well. You can see, obviously, there's officers over here. They're trying to enforce the curfew as well. You can see I Can't Breathe over there on the Chase building. And this is what you're going to hear throughout the streets down here.
There were also several fires of police vehicles. As one demonstrator was being pushed away by police, he told NBC 10 why he's out there.
The country needs to see this. I'm telling you, you're going to have to extract something deeper. This is the pain that's been taking place for how long?
Keep moving.
For how long?
Keep moving.
For how long? This
Keep
is
moving.
Why people are angry. Right?
Some windows were broken at City Hall, and a group of protesters tried to knock down the statue of Mayor Rizzo. The curfew expired this morning. People were out all night despite it. Although the unrest calmed down after midnight, police needed to enforce the curfew in some spots.
Keep moving.
Off the block.
Hey, at the end of the day, I'm going to come through this block. I have no problem.
Get off the block.
Philadelphia police report a total of 109 arrests so far, 43 for looting, 52 for curfew violations, 3 firearms violations, 9 city code violations, 1 for assaulting a police officer, and 1 for theft. Those peaceful protests took a turn for the worse Saturday afternoon, ending with vandalism, looting, car fires in Center City. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson was there.
After thousands descended upon Dilworth Plaza and the Municipal Services Building, all that's left is shattered window panes, graffiti in black, white, red, and white around the apron of City Hall, and Frank Rizzo's statue with a face painted in red with ropes around his neck and spray painted with white crosses. Protesters started peacefully but grew into a fury as some flipped cars and then igniting them. As we walked through the city, we heard pop, pop, pop as parts of the engines sparked, fireworks set off. Sometimes there were chants. Protesters tossed filled milk and water bottles at police officers. Only a handful of times did officers push back, seemingly to block off entrances and control crowds. All that's left now is littered shattered glass, colorful graffiti and broken storefronts, and the charred remains of a Starbucks stand.
A Philadelphia police officer is recovering from a broken arm after being struck by a car while trying to stop people looting a store last night in Center City. Here's KYW's Andrew Kramer.
When we got here to 7th and Chestnut Streets, Chestnut was barricaded off. The officer had already been taken to the hospital. The only thing we saw out of the ordinary on the scene was a bicycle tire partially in the street, the other part on the curb. Another officer picked that up and took it away. The officer who was struck, we're told, is going to be okay before opening Chestnut Street up again. One officer told another he was going to head to the hospital to check things out. Then he got on the bike and rode off. As far as protesters, there were none in sight while we were here. This happened during Mayor Kenney's mandatory curfew.
City officials denounced the violence, looting, and vandalism that took place. KYW's John McDevitt with more.
Mayor Jim Kenney saying the violence and damage that occurred in Philadelphia is unacceptable.
None of today's acts of violence or damage to property will do anything to restore faith and trust between the police and communities of color. Although anger and distrust are justified, acts of violence and destruction are never justified. We will get through this. We will continue to hold bad cops accountable, and we'll hold those who committed these acts today accountable also.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
At least 4 police vehicles were set afire, including 1 Pennsylvania State Police vehicle. There were also numerous incidents of looting along the West Walnut and West Chestnut Street business corridors.
Officials say the 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew was put into place to expedite peace, calm, and order.
The out-of-control protests going on around the country highlight the hurt that so many people are feeling right now. KYW's Hadass Kustitz has more.
Licensed marriage and family therapist George James says the issue that needs to be addressed right now is racialized trauma.
Something that is not often talked about. It's very similar to PTSD or other forms of trauma.
He says it can be triggered by seeing videos like those of George Floyd and others.
And on top of that, people experience daily injustices, microaggressions.
Licensed marriage and family therapist Jeannie Mayo acknowledges those life experiences can sometimes become overwhelming.
You're feeling that you're
life or the lives of others has no value and not knowing what's coming next, tied into the fear with COVID-19.
Dr. James adds the coronavirus has highlighted a lot of the inequities and injustices that a lot of people feel in America.
And then if they can't get unemployment or whatever services to help them, that does add to a level of frustration because unfortunately they've been not seen, not heard, not taken care of, not protected.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.